because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
It's alive!
Megamall's debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City.
Oh, I see the love thickening over time.
Guy, don't chat to me. You did show more, they focus on my mastery. Train like an athlete, no one coming in after me. Who got audacity? Flow sweet like daiquiri, and a boy bust like memories. See, I come raw like Eagles in 94, and I flow sick like Kano in 96. When I'm on the mic, I giggle like Gigi. I shock them like Raging. Organo be play. Lego va Lego. Young Amokachi go make them turn over. I got losses hanging on my back. Turn it to a lesson, then I roll it back. Oh, and they know the flow, so I gino moto. And they know the boy, me, I no go let go. From the west, like Daddy Bobo. They don't know, no, they don't even know. Boy, don't play like actor, me, I gots watch my chakra. I rage like Raptor, then I surge Ibaka. Move like Casper, I'm a young Mufasa. See me shine like Gaffa, pain like a chiropractor. Close, open, faster. Hustle, pulling, double, kappa. Gotta be great, shaka. To talk, Charlie Chapman. Guy, don't chat to me. You did show more, I did focus on my mastery. Train like an athlete, no one coming in after me. Who got audacity? Flow sweet like daiquiri, and a boy bust like memories. See, I come raw like Eagles in 94, and I flow sick like Kano in 96. When I'm on the mic, I get like Gigi. I shock them like Raging. Organo be play. Call me Akini. When I'm on a mic and don't tell I shake up the building. I'm building. With my team, we be building. Cause we dope like we're dealing. From Giddy down to Darjeeling. Chadwick marveling. Bet I know this boy, they spit, no need for gargling. Run through them like porcelain. See them, they be buffering. Flip it like Baba Yaro. I'm chocolatey like Jago. Try me, give you Sangalo. Guy, don't chat to me. You just show my heart. Focus on my mastery. Train like an athlete. No one coming in after me. Who got audacity? Flow sweet like daiquiri. Got a boy bust like memories. See, I come round like Eagles in 94. And I flow sick like Kano in 96. When I'm on the mic, I get it like JJ. I shock them like Raging. All got no be play.
You're tuned into Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. This is Vancouver's best radio station, the best radio station in the Lower Mainland. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh territories here live from the most western part of the Lower Mainland. That was Ade Wolf with Mastery. You know, BC's own Ade Wolf. If you never listen to the show Off the Beaten Path, we do this every week. Tuesday from 10 to 11, right after Crimes and Treasons. This is the best Tuesday night. This is the best night of the week. This is the best radio station. And what we do here is we like to talk about what's going on here locally here in BC. What's going on here in Canada? What's going on here in the world? And it is going to be the last Off the Beaten Path show of the year because I'm going on a Christmas break. And so what that means is, you know, on the last show of the year, we like to talk a little bit about some of the things that happened during the year and some of the things that are happening right now. 2022 was a crazy, I feel like the years just get exponentially crazier for me. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because it's not. It can't be like my expectations, because my expectations for the years continually to go down. I feel like less and less stuff I expect happen, or you know, more impactful things. But it's just like the most ridiculous things happen, and it's really hard to believe or even think about just where this year started. Like, imagine, you know, as we're going into January 2023, and you know, as we came into 2022, just think about what type of restrictions we were under. Remember, you still couldn't really fly like that. I remember I took my first flight in October 2021, and that was like kind of, I had bought the tickets way months before they had lifted the restrictions. And then January, still not really flying like that. You know, you had to have the Arrive Can app. You had to have I can't remember the app to get in the United States. You had to test 72 hours before you came back, test once you got back. And, you know, there was no war in Ukraine. There was no, you know, it just, we were still moving slow. We were still coming out of, I was listening to a few podcasts, and they were talking about how 2021 and 2020, it was like, felt like, you know, a time when Black people and other people, all different types of people, could really kind of say whatever they want. And it feels as if that moment has shifted, and it is a memory. And I feel like as we head into 2023, it feels like everything is getting, you know, more of the regular normal. Like today, I find that sometimes it's so sad and so bleak that we have to celebrate some of the most sad things. Like today, Governor Warnock and Herschel Walker Senator Warnock and Herschel Walker were in a runoff to see who's going to be the next senator for Georgia. And I don't know if you know who these two candidates are, but Herschel Walker is a former football player. That's really all that, I won't say that's all he's accomplished, but he was an amazing football player in the 80s, and that popularity has maintained and allowed him to run for the Republican seat in the Senate here in 2022. And he was running against the incumbent, Governor Warnock, who is more liberal-leaning senator, and almost beat him. And it's just kind of crazy that we have to celebrate that, because it is one of those things that shouldn't even be close. And we have to celebrate it as if it's some great victory for democracy. And it's really sad. But one of the things, I was been inspired by my Spotify rap, which for the second year in a row, I don't know if anybody listens to Crankbin more than me. I don't even know if their moms listen to the music as much as I listen to it. I think that I might have some type of problem. I would say a problem if the music wasn't so damn good. So much stuff happened in 2022. I was just looking. I was trying to find some of like the big stories, you know, as I was going through the months of not only just shows that I've done, but also just going through, like, you know, just kind of Googling what happened in January 2022, you know. It's so hard to remember, but you know, we made it. We made it to December. Oh, yesterday was my dad's birthday. Shout out to him. He's a good dude. He's doing his best. He's trying hard. He doesn't listen to the radio show, but if he did, I'm sure he would appreciate that. Now I'm trying to think, oh, what did I do this past weekend? Sometimes I try to add a little bit of personal, you know, as we go. It was so cold this past weekend. It was so cold this weekend. So cold. We talk about housing and we talk about housing on the show, homelessness, drugs. And if you've been listening to the show for the past few weeks, you know that I have been looking and looking and looking and looking for housing. And I found an apartment last month, and I finally moved in. And I was one of those people. I'm still one of those people who says that, like, you know, I think that, you know, as we look at the housing crisis that we have, and we look at some of the options that we have to solve the housing crisis, one of those options is, you know, having roommates. And I find that, you know, when the roommate situation works, it really works. You know, and when it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But after 5 days, 6 days of living by myself, I have to say this is superior. I have to say, you know, I understand and I feel very fortunate, but, you know, honestly, it feels very good. I feel like in Vancouver is something, it can feel like, I don't know, living by myself feels like such a privilege. It feels like such a accomplishment, even though like anybody can do it. I feel like maybe it's not, but it feels like to me. So, you know, it's like you only get the opportunity to, I mean, listen, the world's crazy. You only get an opportunity to pat yourself on the back. And listen, and if you know me, I'm not one to shy away from patting myself on the back. So, but it's tough. And it's very interesting because in my building where I felt, you know, where it feels like there's lots of new people moving in, lots of people talking to elevator moving into by himself. It feels maybe that's just a theme for people, you know, as people were like living. You know, this is unsubstantiated by any types of research, so don't, you know, take this as like Issa, a researcher, you know, says this, but it feels, at least in the brief, you know, small conversations I've had with people, is that like, oh yeah, moving by themselves, you know, after living with people, particularly during the pandemic, because we talked a little bit about how the beginning of the year, it was still tenuous, you know, living with people during the pandemic, and then finally, you know, being able to stretch a little bit, even though, you know, we are under constant reminder that the worst is yet to come. Like there's a constant, what I feel as like a PR campaign for this recession. Like, I don't know who's running the recession PR campaign, but they're doing a great job to make sure that it is in every conversation that comes up. And it is worrisome because, you know, as people are starting to, you know, take a deep breath coming out of, you know, what seemingly was one of the most weird times of our lives, we have a looming doom of recession. Like, does the world ever just feel good? Like, are we ever just going to be able to sit and relax and just have your stomach hang over your belly, you know, over your jeans and just, you know, and just, you know, just do one of those? Or is this just going to be something every week? When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things going on here in the Lower Mainland, and then also kind of touch on maybe some stories that we've covered over the year, touch on some new stories. Listen, if you want to call in, it's 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can tell us some of your favorite stories from the year, or just tell me, you know, if you want to call in and say something that good happened to you in 2022, I'm sure that me and the rest of the listeners would love to hear it. But for now, we have so much, I have so much good music that I don't want to keep it to myself. Here's Cruiser with Fantasy. You're
Why your bitch still got a Skype? Yeah. Think it's time we get a couple things in order. We ain't about to take no orders. Don't act like you fucking know us. We ain't with the back and forward. Money strong, it had to turn up. Don't think you should try to run up. Might see hella niggas on the stage, but we ain't performing. Janky, I done hypnotized. Waving their hands at the side. Know this sleazy down the slide. No Mikey D down the slide. If I let her spend the night, she think that she won the prize. Dollar signs be on my mind. Dollar signs be on my. I'ma cook it up and make the streets go whoa, whoa. Got the recipe on the petite, like whoa, whoa. Might just cuff your bitch, do it with ease, like scoop, scoop. This how it sound when you wake the beast, like whoa, whoa.
I'ma keep on working till I buy what I want. Caught what my arm want. Family get some songs. I'ma keep on working my Alfredo Parmesan. Bread Italian. Babies grow to dons. Live extravagant. Nice is coming young. Little niggas is robbing shit, so you can't trust these fucking bums. Let me get some money, I can't call it flipping funds. I sleep in schedule, I be up until the sun. Sure, we got the boule for the drink, we on the run. Booty shaking, percolate, she gyre when they cute to play. I dodge the bitch, I'm working, bae. I hit you when we drop the tape. Almost dropping, hold away. Don't touch my fam, no fucks, no play.
I'ma cook it up and make the streets go whoa, whoa. Got the recipe on the petite, like whoa, whoa. Might just cuff your bitch, do it with ease, like scoop, scoop. This how it sound when you wake the beast, like whoa, whoa. Where she at? I'm about to pull up. Shoot my shot like Chauncey Billups. I think I just dodged a bullet. She must think a nigga stupid. I know I don't see no future. I know I can't be a lover, baby. You know I'm a hustler. Trying to get that diamond cluster on my motherfucking knuckle. I know I can't ever buckle. I know I can't be a buster. Spread the money like it's mustard. Rocking chains on Harley Tucker. Might just let the diamonds tussle. Marijuana crumbled on the vinyl. Stevie Wonder. Used to scam. Used to front a nigga grams. Looking to the mirror and I still see who I am. Made the paper stack, it got me feeling like the man. Your lady digging that, want me to get up in them yams. I'ma cook it up and make the streets go whoa, whoa. Got the recipe on the petite, like whoa, whoa. Might just cuff your bitch, do it with ease, like scoop, scoop. This how it sound when you wake the beast, like whoa. Think it's time we get a couple things in order. We ain't about to take no orders. Don't act like you fucking know us. We ain't with the back and forward. Money strong, it had to turn up. Don't think you should try to run up. Might see hella niggas on the stage, but we ain't performing.
Just had to run it back one more time. I love the song. Listen, it's so crazy that there's so many people so talented who are just like existing. You know,
get a couple things in order. We ain't about to take no orders. Don't act like you fucking know us. We ain't with the back and forward. Money strong, it had to turn up. Don't think you should try to run up. Might see hella niggas on the stage, but we ain't performing. Janky, I done hypnotized. Waving their hands at the side. No, this sleazy down the slide. No Mikey D down the slide. If I let her spend the night, she think that she won the prize. Dollar signs be on my mind. Dollar signs be on my. I'ma cook it up and make the streets go whoa, whoa. Got the recipe on the.
Anyways, we're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. That was YJTUT with dollar signs. Listen, what I think is so crazy, and one thing I love about music is that, one thing I love about music now, I mean, I think there's so many things that we can talk about, you know, now that are so many issues, but one is there's so many people making so much good music. Like, there's so many people, it's one thing I think about, like, books, and I think about music, is that there's no way there's no way you could ever listen to all of the music that comes out. Like, all of the music that you would love. Like, think of, there's hours and hours and hours of songs that you would love if you heard them, but you'll never have the chance to hear it because you just won't. It's just impossible to love that. Just like, there's so many movies that you probably love that you'll never watch, and so many books that you want to read that you'll never read. And it's just kind of sad that, you know, we just don't have that much time to enjoy all of it. But we do have time to enjoy some of it. And so sometimes, I don't know if you're like me, but I listen to like the same song over and over and over and over and over again. Because while I know that I can't find all of the songs that I want to listen to, I can find some. And when I find some, I just appreciate it because it's tough. Anyways, what's going on here? So, listen, this sounds like something that a person of this show might do. So this is a listener of the show might do. Listen, we talk on the show about, you know, socialism. We talk on the show about communism, about seizing the means for production, you know what I mean? And really trying to take a stand, you know what I mean? And take a stand against the man. This is not what we meant. You know, we also talk a lot about heists, and this is not what we meant. So a Kelowna store is out of tens of thousands of dollars of really expensive sewing machines. Linda's quilt shop was dealt a big blow during the busiest time of the year as a dozen high-end sewing machines were stolen during the break and entering on Monday. Crazy. I think that's so crazy. I guess there was a large rental van, four male suspects. Apparently, they broke in at 12:30, gained entry through the front store, and spent a significant amount of time removing the property before departing. It's just like, damn. I think of, you know, there's many different aspects of the story that I think are kind of crazy. It's like, of all the things that you could steal, you know, and stealing fence, you know what I mean? Or stealing used. It's high-end sewing machines. That's just not something that I thought about. But one of the things that, you know, that I know from, you know, just from, you know, from spending a lot of money on business school is that you want to go into, this is not advice. You want to go into, you know, areas of competition that have low competition, low barriers, you know, of entry into the market. And I'm feeling like maybe these thieves are they got to be pretty smart or pretty dumb. There's no in between anyways. But to steal these sewing machines, they're like, wow, you know what we're not going to have a lot of competition for? Sewing machines. But you know what? From listening to a lot of heist podcasts and watching a lot of documentaries, you know what I know? They're going to have a hard time getting those sewing machines off because there's only but so many people who have use for high-end sewing machines. You know what I mean? And so that is where the problem lies. There's only so many people who know how to use high-end sewing machines, so many people who know how to, you know, who that you could actually sell them to. And so I suspect that they're going to have a hard time finding a fence for these sewing machines. But good luck to everybody, because I hope that these high-end sewing machines were insured so that, you know, at least the owners don't have to suffer, you know, from it. Because, listen, while we are against big business here, we are down with the small business. Small B, down with big B, up with small B. So, and also, I feel I quite like to sew. It is one of those things in 2022 that I find that, you know what, I need to add more sewing into my life. Like, I'm definitely not sewing enough. And, you know, I'm just going to keep that comment for me. Some things you got to keep for yourself. But if you see a high-end sewing machine on Facebook Marketplace and it looks like it might be out of place, send the link to Off the Beaten Path, and then we can investigate it together. So, this is, I listened to a podcast called Hang Up and Listen, which is a Slate podcast, so you should go check it out. They do some good work, and one of the hosts is a national Scrabble champion, so he's always talking about Scrabble, always talking about particularly dictionaries and some of the issues that some of the dictionary manufacturers are having now that we don't, like, print dictionaries anymore. Because if you are, I feel like, you know, we talk about, like, you know, millennials talk about people my age as being, like, really on this cusp of, like, a really analog life and a really digital life. Like, everybody before us had a really analog life. Everybody after us is just strictly pretty much digital. And so there was a time in my house where we had multiple editions of Britannia Encyclopedia, where sometimes I would read just, I would just pick out a letter and just read the encyclopedia. And, you know, I never did that with the dictionary. You could probably tell. But we had a few editions of the dictionary as well. And so, you know, the dictionary was like a place where the words really felt like, you know, they really, those, the words in dictionary are the words that are in a dictionary. You know, those are the only words that really exist. What they want you to think. Anyways, what the dictionary has been doing lately, as it's gone from, like, you know, purely analog to, you know, this digital rendition of what's got going on, is they start to, you know, they rather than like wait like, you know, 1.5 years or 2 years or however long it takes to print the dictionary, they can add new words all the time. So then when they have a word of the year, it's really, you know, they can talk about it and discuss. And so their word of the year for 2022 is goblin mode. And I don't know, listen, goblin mode is to be unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, slovenly, and greedy. And I think that this is horrible for the dictionary. I don't like it. I feel like I'm not really with that. Like, I feel like that while there is room for, you know, there's room for us to add in words, you know, phrases. A goblin word isn't even a word. It's a phrase. And it's also, you know, it feels like, I don't know if it feels like it's trying, you know, if Merriam-Webster's trying too hard, or if it just feels like, you know, it just feels a little bit beneath the dictionary to add a phrase like goblin mode. Like, goblin mode, I feel like, doesn't have any staying power. You know, I feel like words in the dictionary need some staying power. Like, they need to be legitimized in colloquial speak before they put it in the dictionary, which then legitimizes the word. I feel like the word needs to be legit first and for a long time, and then they add it to the dictionary to solidify it for the aliens after we're all gone. So when they read, you know, the latest dictionary, they can speak, they know all the languages that we, you know, all the words that we have for the English language. I feel like goblin mode is something that I'd be embarrassed for the aliens to see, you know, or for, you know, the future, whatever, you know, mammal-like species that lives on the earth thousands of years from now, looking and they're like, goblin mode, these people are idiots. It feels like a very idiocracy type of word, if you ask me. And since nobody asked me, you know, I sometimes just get to share it. Anyways, the last year's word was gaslighting, which I can't imagine, which I have a hard time believing that wasn't in there before. That's something that I learned. Especially because it came from, you know, that word came from a movie that was like 70 years old. So, like, I feel like that gaslight, a word that, damn, I didn't know that wasn't in a dictionary. Those type of words should be added to the dictionary. Like, I have some additions that I think that Webster's should add, but I have this thing where I gatekeep some language, and so I'm not going to share the words that I think should be added to Webster's dictionary with you. But if you think that there is a word that should be added to Webster's dictionary and you call in and you share that along with something that's good happened to you in 2022, maybe we'll air that. And I'm going to gatekeep the word that you say before you put it on the radio, because some things are not for everybody. And I feel like that's something that more people need to learn. Not everything is for everybody. This is something that I didn't even know was for anybody. But anytime I read a story that starts off with, like, China or just like China, like as like a country unilaterally, like China does X. I have to be skeptical because I feel like we should just kind of like, what is this in service of? Anyways, there's a story today that came out that says China operating police stations out of Vancouver, civil rights group alleges. And there, I guess there's 5 Chinese operated police stations in Canada. I don't even know what that means. Like, I read these stories and I'm like, I feel like I should be informed. And I feel like people should be informed about what it is. But I am not sure. Because I'm like, how is that any different than an embassy? Anyways, but it says that there's a group of secret police that apparently we don't need to be worried about because they are trying to get people to move, go back to China, I guess, to face criminal charges or go back to China. Like, they're trying to incentivize people to go back to China. And I'm like, listen, the Chinese police stations, they're not coming after me, so I'm not really worried about it. You know, it's one of those things where maybe I shouldn't even be talking about it on the show because, you know, you got to keep a low profile sometimes on these things. We talk about enough controversial things on here where listen, I don't know if I have many listeners, but I'm definitely sure one of the listeners is, you know, taking notes, if you know what I'm saying. Well, I hope, you know, I hope at least. That's what you got to think about, right? You know? One thing about the encyclopedias, I feel like reading encyclopedias gave me some type of weird complex where I was like, wow, you really only exist if you're in an encyclopedia. Like, we had editions of Britannia online, and then we got the disc, and so then we had it access on the computer, which was crazy. You could just search some stuff up, and then you could read about countries or read about people, and, you know, read about things, read about inventions. But it's like, you only really exist if you are in an encyclopedia. Like, if you know, 100 years from now, if you're not an encyclopedia, it's like you didn't even really exist. And so I used to have this, I used to think about it all the time. Like, I used to think about, you know, what I could do to make it inside of make it into an encyclopedia. And you can only imagine, you know, as a little kid and even as an adult, like, especially as an adult, thinking that, like, wow, you know, there's so many things that I'm not going to make it to encyclopedia for. Like, I'm not going to make it to the NFL. Like, I'm not going to make it as, like, a Hall of Famer in the encyclopedia. That's out. So then when one door closes, you got to open up other doors. And as you turn 33, as you get older, you're just like, wow, what are those doors that I have to open to maybe potentially put me in a possibility that I can become an encyclopedia? But as I turn 35, I'm like, wow, you know what door opens at 35? President of the United States of America. That's crazy. It is a possibility until it's not. Sounds like a job you don't want to have, though. Anyways, when we get back, we're going to talk about some scary fairy shit. And we're going to listen to some music. Listen, there's so much good music. Like, I think that the Spotify rap, one thing it also did for me was it showed me, it said music I missed. And that actually worked. I was like, wow, this is actually amazing. This isn't even bullshit. But here's some music I didn't miss. This is from my own playlist.
Someone get the dust from out my attic. If I leave it to the ego, then it's static. You ain't who you claim to be, and you a catfish. Tell them all, get off my case, get off my basket. I would let you in my heart, but you with that shit. That's a no, no, no for you, been capping. You ain't call on me. How the hell I fell for you, but you ain't fall on me. That's why. But you ain't call on me. I'm a stoner.
kinda nice alone. Although it ain't always nice alone. I think I'm gonna be alone.
Okay, sadly, I'ma probably dip out while you napping. Promise I won't tell the world what happened. That's for the memories we recorded in our brain. She gave me brain, that's mental DVDs. Captions. Only see explicit for the captions. Pornography and me, that's such a bad mix. She a freak, she said, Big Terry, won't you long for me? Well, sexually I do, but still, baby, I'm a loner. Even when I don't wanna be. Like, honey, I'm a stoner. I've been trying to put my smoke in at ease, but I can't. Baby, I'm a loner. Even when I don't wanna be. It's kinda nice alone. Although it ain't always nice alone. I think I'm gonna be a loner. Baby, I'm a
so loud.
That was Wallace with Japan. You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. I'm your host, East Aaron. Listen, we do this from CITR every Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 10 to 11, right after Crimes and Treasons, which is 8 to 10. Listen, I don't want it to be a surprise. I don't want it to be a surprise next February when the fun drive happens. Listen, and you're like, wow, I didn't know CITR did all this cool stuff. I should donate and give my money. Listen, it's December. It is the season for giving. Also, give now. Because if you give in 2022, then you can't, 2023, then you can't deduct it from your taxes for this year. So if you're like, you know what? East is right. He says this every week. I want to make sure that I am helping all different types of people have a voice for the youth camps, for all of the free programming that CITR puts on. I want to make sure that this stuff exists. And I want to make sure that I can decrease my tax liability as much as possible. Donate in 2022 so that you can benefit in 2023. It only makes sense. So if you were listening, you're like, wow, I already think the ferry is kind of scary. What possibly could Issa have told me that makes me think just a little bit different? Well, a BC ferry unexpectedly dropped its anchor in the Strait of Georgia. And listen, I don't know if you've ever been on a boat, particularly with a pretty big anchor like the ferry. I didn't even know the ferries had anchors. Scary enough for me. But yeah, like you could imagine just how heavy that anchor has to be to stop the ferry. Like the ferries are big, but they're not even as big as the tankers. And you see those anchors and you just imagine all of that steel just coming off of the roller. Like you do have to wonder, like, where do they even hide the anchor chain? And you're just like, dun, 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 and then it hits the ground and you're stuck. And imagine they couldn't get it up. Scary shit. Listen, like, there's so, while I love being on the water, you know, it could be terrifying, especially if you're not in full control. It just makes it, just a little bit nerve-wracking. Because I honestly didn't know that could happen. What story do you want to talk about later? Oh, so, wow. You know, sometimes when you swipe something on your phone and you're like, damn, that was a mistake. I swiped it away. We talked a few weeks ago about how the Girl Guides are changing their name from the Brownies. And they came up with, two names. Two names, you know, listen, I don't know why it's interests me so much because I never went to, not a brownie, nor do I have any kids. You know, I'm not sending my kids to brownies. Anyways, but they came up with two new names, the Comets and the Embers, and they're picking between them, and they gave these reasons why. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, that makes sense. And, you know, Comets and Embers do feel a little bit more inclusive. So maybe I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. You know, and it feels, if they are attempting, because what I have to remember, sometimes I forget, you know, I live in like my own little bubble and where things don't matter, you know, I mean, in the grand scheme, you know, things don't matter, you know. So like either way, I believe in like this, we just live in like this pretty zero sum life where you're just kind of like existing and then you just don't exist one day. And everybody you ever knew existed and then one day they just don't exist either and just kind of the zero sum. But you know, in the type of, you know, system that we live in, it's like this constant growth and people are just constantly changing and trying to capture, you know, attention, people, human capital, you know, capital, some types of something else. And so the Girl Guides is losing, not just because of their name, but just in the sense that they're just like losing people. And so they're trying to find ways so that they can recoup, you know, some of the attendance numbers and some of the, get the numbers up. And this is a good, this is a good way to do that. It's interesting. So I was impressed. And not often, I would say I'm pretty cynical, particularly when it comes to branding and brand strategy. I just find that in general, I find that like we, you know, I don't know how to say it. Like we have become so risk averse, particularly brands, and not risk averse because they're afraid to say the wrong thing, just risk averse because people who work there have no agency or power to really make any type of really big changes. Like those, like I find that we have, you know, that people have often are policed out of kind of thinking big or thinking, you know, outside of the box. And so it comes into a lot, you get lots of boring, you know, middle of the road ideas. So, I mean, like, while this is kind of, you know, I don't want to say this is radical, but just the idea of changing a name that has been around for a long time. Like, you know, we've seen that with some sports teams. We've seen that with some, you know, other type of organizations, you know, that they feel like they have built this tradition and they're not willing to really make a difference and make a change. But it's nice to see, you know, that an organization and institution is and really thinking about how to be more inclusive while they do it. So I thought that was pretty interesting. When we get back, we're going to talk about some of the big stories of 2022. And then also some of the things, you know, some of the things that I've decided that I'm going to start my New Year's resolutions a little bit early. Because I don't think that I got through a single one of my New Year's resolutions this year. And I'm not ashamed of it. But next year, going to be a little bit better. And I'm going to share them with you when we get back. Wow. So much, honestly, so much music here. I'm jealous. I'm jealous that you get to listen to these songs for the first time. Here is Wilson.
My heart with the last bitch, I find it harder to last with the mindset I'm far from average. Bitch, I'm a star like Patrick. I'm tripping bars that acid, or was it a pill of cognac? I done forgot, I ain't on that. I cut my loss, I ain't going back. I kicked the ass to the curb. More like she did me dirt. More life, more chances to get me hurt. Caught lacking, my feelings gon' give me murk. Keep me busy, less thinking, man, give me work. Fall for a smile and a tiny skirt. You know it ain't that bad, women do me worse. I know it's some real niggas that scream in church. Well, bet it up. I got some nerve, I've been doing much worse. Bitch, a Mercer, she was living off Mercer. No for pop-ups, I was smashing my cursor. Smashing that like button, all in them DMs. Slide through the day and arrive in the PM. Out real late, now my eyes look Korean. But all seeing, with third eye like 10. For real, that's how I know shit ain't good as you said. You feeling the way and just too scared to say it. Seeing you struggle with options, babe, weigh it out. Treat that shit like the bathroom and air it out. Treat that shit like a band-aid and pull it off. I ain't holding you high, just call Willis soft. I'm a fighter, no Joey or Chandler Ross. Double dust switching sides, I feel double cross. Double done, Tweedledee still be looking flea. Roller coaster of my life, I'm still screaming wee. I can see why my niggas abusing weed. I spend all of my time on designer beats. I spend most of my cash on designer tees. If we argue, I'm probably deflecting lessons, dumping shit in your lap for my own projection. Mama told me the tongue is a lethal weapon, so I lick on the pussy, receive my blessings.
Back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen, I can't believe nothing good happened to any of you in 2022. It's kind of sad. I was doing this exercise. I said exercise, but it was with my friends, and we were talking about our most embarrassing moments. This was a few months ago, talking about our most embarrassing moments, you know, just around the fire, just around having a few drinks. And it was so easy for everybody to come up with the things that, you know, the most embarrassing moments of their life, or things that they were ashamed of, or things that they felt they should be ashamed of. But what was so much harder was for people, you know, asking, what are you most proud of? You know, tell me about, you know, some, you know, tell me some of your most proudest accomplishments. You know, lift yourself up. And I really, you know, and people really had a hard time sharing that, and really had a hard time, you know, sharing that with people who love them and people who want them, who want to lift them up. And I thought that was pretty interesting. So listen, I, you know, as you think about spending time with, you know, your friends and your family, as you go home for the holidays, or, you know, as you stay here for the holidays, or wherever you're at, you know, with friends and family, and, you know, you're laughing and you're making fun of each other and you're cracking jokes and you're saying, remember when somebody did X dumb shit, or, you know, remember when, you know, oh, you know, remember when grandma did X that was terrible, that was hilarious, or that was, you know, deplorable, whatever. You know, maybe, you know, change some of the language and, you know, lift each other up and talk about what was the last thing that somebody did that made you proud, or something that, you know, something that somebody has been holding, you know, in for themselves, or, you know, a moment that made you smile, or something that, you know, might have been overlooked, or something that you could possibly reach out and thank somebody for. So change the language around when you, you know, when we're speaking to yourselves, to yourself, about yourself, you know, with yourself. And you should be able, like, those types of questions or those types of thoughts shouldn't be things that make you feel bad. You should, they should make you feel good. One of the stories that I read this past week that made me feel good was a Florida police chief had to resign after she tried to flash her badge to get out of a traffic stop. That makes me feel good, because who doesn't feel good when that type of shit happens? You know what I mean? Like, Chief Mary O'Connor and her husband were stopped in the golf cart drinking and driving, and she said, I'm a police chief in Tampa. I hope that you'll just let us go tonight. And then, if you ever need anything, call me, seriously. And she flashed her badge and then got her ass fired. Listen, police officers, if you listen to the show, which I doubt that you are, listen, don't abuse your power. We already think you're abusing your power. Every time I see a police car drive through a red light, flick the lights on, flick the lights back off when they get through it, I'm like, damn, I wish I could do that. But even if I could, I wouldn't abuse it. And, yeah, there's just, I'm trying to think about some of the crazy stories that we had this year. The craziest story to this day, I think, for 2022, at least for me, was about that woman who got trampled by the elephant at her, trampled to death, and then the elephant came back and trampled her funeral, because they believe that the elephant knew that that woman was giving information to poachers, and those poachers had killed the elephant baby. And I got to say, you notice that meme that says, you know, I had to go to Bozo's funeral just to make sure. That is the epitome of that. The elephant had to go back just to make sure that the job was done. And if it's true that the elephant knew that that woman was selling babies, how is it that we are just learning that elephants can speak and listen to human language? I feel like there's lots of stuff about animals. One, there's so much stuff about animals that they don't know. And I say they, I mean, like, you know, the real scientists. And there's so much stuff about animals that we'll never know, that at some point we're just going to have to leave them alone. Like, anyways, for the last story, you know, obviously we're going to talk about a scam. Listen, year 2023 is the year of the legal scam. Hey, listen, I don't know how we're going to do it. I don't know how me and you are collectively going to get this done. But we are going to make it, you know? We're going to do it. I found one of the things that I guess really has frustrated me, I guess, you know, is this language around people, you know, not like this. I feel like I'm conflicted because on one side, I'm like, I hate toxic positivity. But on the other side, I absolutely hate when people talk about themselves as helpless entities. And like, I understand like the weight is hard, but listen, we all just you gotta just try to live your best anarchist life, which is just living as if you are free. And so who does that the best? Corporations. You gotta live like yourself, like a corporation, because corporations, they just be trying to do fucking anything. Hertz agrees to pay nearly $170 million to settle hundreds of false car theft claims. So Hertz Global has agreed to pay $170 million after the Hertz has settled 364 claims of car theft. Basically, back in July, hundreds of Hertz customers filed a lawsuit in Delaware Superior Court accusing the rental car company of systematic flaws in reporting of thefts, including not recording rental extensions, falsely claiming customers haven't paid, failing to track its own vehicle inventory, and failing to provide false reports to the police. Basically, the owner of Hertz was charging people, overcharging people, stealing $170 million from customers, and just ordered now to pay it back. We talk about this all the time, but corporations are allowed to steal and allowed to scam from you, and you have to go through so much to make sure it doesn't happen. Listen, 2023, we're getting corporations back. Listen, if you see a self-checkout line, you got to know what to do. Listen, once they start putting self-checkout everywhere, step it up. I'm out. This is Issa Aaron. Listen, happy Hanukkah, happy Christmas, happy Kwanzaa. I don't know what else you got going on, but happy that too. Listen, if